My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Hour number two. And if you'd like to listen to our previous hour. So first half hour, I played a little bit of an exchange and lead into a testimony that I did in an interview that I did with some friends of mine, Chris and Lourdes Lavoie. And we had a very special guest on their side that was a part of that interview with me. And there'll be more of that that'll be going up on Rumble. And that's Esai Morales. And Esai Morales played the brother in La Bamba. And most recently, you would have seen him as the villain in the first of the two-part Mission Impossible, the brand new Mission Impossible 7, and he plays the villain Gabriel, and will be of course appearing in the second one as well. And he was a part of this. Was before he had been cast, and they had, I believe, at the point that we did this interview, they had just finished shooting the second part. But at any rate, he's in the interview with me, and we have a really cool conversation about how to share your faith. And he reveals some things about his own faith that I think are very cool to understand. And anyway. You can check it out, but that's in the first hour. And then the last half hour, Jeff Criswell and I had a conversation, and that turned into an interesting thing, because he came out and said that he is in support of gay marriage, which I said, well, there's a problem with that. And we spent some time talking about why that's an issue. And ultimately we parted, but we parted with the understanding that I, you know, explained to him why you can't support gay marriage, period. And he's running as a Republican and as a Christian, which is are both antithesis to that position. So there you go. All right. Now, having said that, let me bring on my next guest. He is the founder of Freedom Encounters. He is my good friend and partner in the defrocking of the enemy. Have you ever heard it put that way?
Not once in my lifetime.
Well, I think that's a pretty good one. You might want to add that to your repertoire.
I'm actually going to write that one down.
Yeah, the defrocking of the enemy.
Wow. Hey, you know that guy who plays Gabriel?
Yes.
He's fortunate to get into part two, the next one, because you know he's going to die. So...
But man,
it's kind of good that he at least gets an extra pay, some extra pay. Before he does.
But you know, didn't he play a great? I assume you saw it then. Didn't he play a great villain?
Oh, way too good.
I mean, seriously, I told them to let him know. I haven't talked to him. You know, I'm not close with him. My friends are very close with him. They do a lot of stuff together. And well,
that's pretty good when a Christian can be a villain and a good one. It obviously shows the guy knows how to act.
There you go.
And there I think we viewers forget that villains actually have to act.
There you go.
It's not always their real selves.
That's right. That's right. No, he's a really neat guy. From the conversation that I had with him, and we spent almost 2 hours together talking.
Wow.
Because it was one of these deals where they said, "Well, come on," and we ended up actually doing this about almost 90 minutes interview. Is what it turned into. So it was really cool. Anyway, all right, we have a topic that we want to get to, and I teased a bit about it with folks, having to do the Word of God. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those that love it will eat of its fruit." The Word talks to us about, you know, making verbal declarations, calling those things that aren't as though they are. And I know that people start to get into a problem. Oh, you're going to just manifest a car. No, but I'll tell you something. And I've experienced this in my life. When you are listening to what God is speaking, the Holy Spirit, this has really begun to manifest itself. I'll give you an example in the ministry in India. Because as I pray, you know, I lead people into salvation, and then I begin to pray over for healing. And I have some services where God just says, okay, just pray just a general healing prayer. But I've had a number of them recently where God has given me specific issues, whether it's issues of blood. I had a situation this last time where God said, I want you to pray. He's telling me, pray for teeth. And I prayed for teeth. And I asked Pastor Sam, and he said, yeah. He said, we had some people that were having issues with their mouth. There have been people that, you know, in the audience, I don't know them, but who had specific issues that God spoke to me, I spoke over them, and they received healing.
Yeah, you are not a doctor doing an operation.
No.
You are making a declaration by faith in the area of healing. And people often, they listen to someone who's praying healing. They don't realize that that person is making some major declarations based upon their faith. And you and I have tried to get to the subject for 4 weeks. We're finally there.
Here we go.
Don't go off on any rabbit trails of it, Greg. But, you know, our own deliverance prayer, I have declared this into the heavenlies, that when Greg Young or any of our other teammates say all curses and spells at one point of what we call the warfare process, that's when we begin to remove all the things from a person that we're praying for, that includes a list that's longer than what the viewers can see. It's wider than a screen.
Yep.
Of the types of curses and spells, there's 24 types of curses that have been identified in the last 5 decades. There's about 15 different kinds of spells, something that churches never pray to remove. And I mean, pretty much never.
Right.
Because they don't even know about them and how they work or anything. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's certain curses. One famous one, the demon's second favorite, it's called a self-propagating curse, that has a preservation curse, a protection curse, and then the actual self-propagating curse itself. There's 3 layers. If you just go for the bottom one, you can't get through the top 2. In other words, when I say I remove a self-propagating curse from you, Greg, that means I have already declared by faith in the authority of Jesus Christ within me to remove all 3 types when I just say self-propagating curse.
Right.
I don't have to go through the whole thing over and over again. And I would say this is the one thing that, well, there's a couple of things that I want to say about declarations. Number one, probably most of our viewers who are followers of Christ will say, I have authority over the enemy because I'm a believer in Christ. They've right. heard it. They've studied it. Some of them believe it. The question is, how many know it? Because when you say you have that authority in Christ, my question to everybody listening or watching is, how have you proven it? Have you even made an effort to prove that you have authority? Seeing you have it is one thing, but if Jesus gave it to us, he gave it to us to use, not right. just talk about. And that gets me to the second point. I would say that people would say, well, Ken and Greg, I have faith. Okay? Just how much faith do you have? How do you put that faith to use? how can you prove that what you say is actually not only what you believe, but what you know? See, there's three levels. There's thinking something's true, believing is true, or knowing it's true. Do you know that you have the faith that when you declare something and take that authority, it is done? My wife would tell everybody, there's one thing about a kid. When he makes a command or a decision, a prayer regarding the enemy, he knows that it's done. No matter what the enemy says, he knows that it's done, and it ends up being proven true. And she would be right. I know that when I have prayed something, I have the gift of faith. Not just the faith that every believer is given, spoken of in the Word of God. We're all given a measure of faith. But when we're involved in a particular prayer that needs more, like deliverance or territorial warfare or something like that, God gives us a gift of faith so we don't think it's going to happen. We don't even believe it's going to happen.
I'm not going to rabbit trail. I'm just going to add to that by giving that verse. Good. It's Galatians 2:20. And it says that we have, and this is why versions are so important, in my opinion. King James Version says that we have been given the gift of the faith of the Son of God. So, and remember, and this is a, kind of the theological semantics. It's not faith in faith. It's the faith of Jesus Christ, and it's faith in Christ and Christ alone that gives us that authority. That's why in Acts, when you know, the sons of Sceva showed up, the rabbis showed up, the demon said, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who the heck are you? And they tore them up, okay? Folks, when you know, as a quick testimony, when I do deliverance prayer, one of the things that the Holy Spirit has told me to do is to introduce there, and Ken knows this, but there's a tray that the Spirit of God gave me to basically inflict punishment on the demon. I almost always mention that. Why? Because number one, every single time for the last 10 years, the demonic immediately acknowledges the existence of that tray. But secondly, for the person that I'm praying for, if they're hearing that, it gives them this sense of, oh, wow, okay, this is the real deal. There is something that is happening in the realm of the spirit that is real.
And you know, Greg, another example of that that's so good is in my early years of praying, a head demon might say, you can't cast me out. And when I realize they're just trying to appeal to my pride, and I go, well, of course I can't.
Yeah.
However, as soon as I said, however, the countenance changed. It went from cocky to, he knows his authority.
Mm-hmm.
Because my however was, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indwells me, can cast you out.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't Ken Thornburg. Ken Thornburg has prayed to cast out trillions and trillions of demons over these decades, okay? Trillions of them. I don't know how many and don't care. I haven't done it by my power.
Amen.
See, that's the big difference. Yeah. When I pray healing for someone, I'm not the healer. Right. That's the world's view. Yep. It's the one who indwells me.
Yep.
His power who does the healing.
Yep.
I'm just a facilitator.
Yep.
That's all I am. Because if it was me doing it, I would be getting the glory. So when it comes to declarations, our deliverance prayer, you may pray, Greg, like 15 or so, I don't know, I haven't counted them, different lines of things that are going to be done to get your client free, okay? There are 4 to 5 full pages, 10-point type of different things that have been declared under those 15 lines.
Yep.
It takes you just a couple minutes to say them. If I were to go through everything, it would probably take an hour. And that's what I'm talking about. We've talked about the diamond-shaped hedge. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in our last show.
Yep.
Something that was declared. We discussed the canopy around our homes and businesses.
Yep.
That's been declared. There's so many different things. When I say I cloak myself, I'm just saying that's a declaration where my declaration is I cloak myself under the shadow of the Most High so that no demonic presence, even Satan himself, cannot see me. I am invisible to them. But all I say, after I make that initial declaration, which I suggest our viewers and listeners do, all I say from that point on, I cloak myself. I don't even have to say I cloak myself in the name of Jesus. Don't have to do that. I just cloak myself. And in our warfare prayers of faith that we have given to all of our teammates and for some of them to share with other people, I think they're the most powerful warfare prayers in the world myself, because it includes so much. You are going to be praying just a few lines, but there's probably 6 pages of things. When you say one line, it means this, 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 and this, and this, and this gets done. You do it in faith. I did it in faith with my wife when we first declared them the very first time. And we said, when anyone prays this prayer and says this, the following will occur. We opened up the heavens, we spoke it up, and all the heavens with the same power, the same authority, the same degree of faith that's needed for it to happen. And if our viewers and listeners will believe it and know it is going to happen, know their authority, and know based upon their degree of faith, it will be done for them. There's just no question.
Right.
It's just like I asked Jesus into my heart. Well, gee, how do you fit Jesus into the heart? I mean, this is what novices will say. Huh? Excuse me, how do you do that? Well, it's a declaration of faith. That's exactly what it is. It's a declaration of faith by our lips, but something supernatural occurs. And when we're changed, we don't just think it happened or believe it happened. We know it happened. Scripture is just replete with declarations that no one has ever thought about. Oh, my.
And they're not based on feelings. Yeah, and they're not based on a feeling.
No.
They're truly based on a fact. I mean, that's part of my testimony. You know, I got saved at 13 years of age, and it was very emotional. And I was emotional for the first 5 years that I was saved. And then I fell away for about 4 years. And when I came back at 22, it was no longer about feelings and emotion. It was about faith fed by facts, because the Word of God is replete. Yes, we believe and we have faith. But I'm telling you, your faith is actually supported by what the word tells you. Your faith is, it's not, there are portions of it. When the Holy Spirit says to me, pray for teeth to be healed, or pray for a back, or pray for a neck, or eyes, or ears, or whatever it is that he says to pray for, yes, I'm stepping out of the boat, and there is a sense of the unknown associated with making with that declaration by faith. However, I can go to the Word, and I can show you where the blind see, and the lame walk, and the deaf hear, and people are raised from the dead. I can show you that the Word of God expresses that signs and wonders and miracles and healings are our inheritance and will happen because that's what the Word of God says. I can also show you that, listen, it's going to happen in accordance with His will, and we are to pray in accordance with that. And so if we pray in opposition to that, God may have a plan. I stayed sick so that I could keep taking all the pills that I take so that my body would have the nutrients that it needed to survive a catastrophic accident. And I thank God for that. Exactly.
That's right. You know, when that beggar asked Peter for money, he said, you know, bud, I ain't got no money. But what I do have is that faith in Jesus Christ, so stand up and walk. Now, that was a declaration based upon his faith in the power of Jesus Christ. Yeah. He knew it wasn't his power that was getting that beggar to stand up and walk. Another declaration. Often we don't realize that's all that it is. I shouldn't say all that it is. It's pretty major.
Yeah.
But Peter had to know his authority, had to have a degree of faith in knowing the power of Jesus Christ could get that man to get up and walk and thus be a witness and a testimony to others so others would come and make the same decision that Peter did.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. Exciting. And just to tack on to that, that person who was sitting at that gate, beautiful, that's the main entrance into Jerusalem. They'd been there for nearly 40 years, meaning that Jesus himself walked past that person and never even acknowledged them, which is also important to understand that our declarations need to be made in accordance with the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. And the two have to be working in unison. And that's why you have to spend time with God, time in the Word, time with Jesus Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit, getting used to opening up a channel of communication between you and God that is always open, always listening, always walking in obedience. And as a father, I can tell you, when your kids are doing what you ask them to do, then you spend more time pouring into them because they're being obedient. When your kids are obstinate and they don't want to hear and they don't want to listen, you reach a point and you say, okay, then I'm going to have to let you stumble and make some mistakes and skin your knee so that you will get to the place of coming back to me and saying, hey, Dad, I'm screwing this all up. Maybe I need to listen to you a little bit more carefully, or Mom. It's important. Ken, God bless you, man. This has been a good segment. Right. Great stuff. Declarations, critically make important.
Some. People, make some.
Amen. We'll talk more about this next week. Next week. He'll be back with me next week.
That's right.
All right. We're going to take a break. Matt Long and I will be up next. And we're going to be talking about how they have been programming our education system for 100 years and what the impact of that's about. We'll be back with more coming up right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check?
For example,
how did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another? Lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in.
Well, hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years.
I want
to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product is called Vibe, available at TGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different, so I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's full-pressed, whole-food source, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy one-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. You can believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Generation the Radio, not where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My
and I am
defending our country.
Again,
today we are no longer fighting
on
with
Tuesdays
guns.
To join
instead,
my very
we
dear
an
friend
battle
at Hill Country Patriot Radio and the Matt Long
the
Show. Joining us here at Chosen Generation Radio. Welcome aboard, Matt Long. Good to have you, brother.
Yeah, good to have you can support Chosen.
So, there you go.
I guess we're all aboard each other's boards. So there you go. There's got to be a joke in there somewhere. And I'm telling you what, today is Election Day in Texas, and got a lot of excitement up going. I guess across the country as well.
There's
Are you looking?
Yeah.
Are you looking at any national, or is there anyone outside of Texas that has your attention this morning?
Well, actually, there is a race in Georgia that kind of has my attention, and I'll tell you a big reason why. I've had two candidates from the 7th District Congress in Georgia on my program. I had the first one on, that is Mr. Corbin. And hang on, I know where it is. Let me see. There we go. He's a Republican congressional candidate, Michael Corbin. And I had him on. Very strong Christian, very strong conservative, and strong family values, talking about the LGBTQ, the abortion issue, all of that. Just had another guy on today who has a number. He claims that he's pro-life, but he has a number of exceptions for abortion. Claims that he's, not against your gun rights, but he wants to make sure your guns are all locked up at home.
Right. Yeah.
And and then he's pro-gay marriage. And
we call those trans Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah. He's running as a Republican.
and he's running as a Republican. That's definitely a Transpublican or a Rhino. But that's not what you and I discussed last night.
No.
Today's topic.
No. No. Well, you know what? Let me build the bridge. Let me build the bridge because okay. There is a bridge.
Go for it.
There is a bridge. All right. And the bridge is this. So, you know, we've talked about, you know, Disney and their objective, you know, trying to push the LGBTQ agenda. We talked about, you know, the entertainment world as a whole and some of the messaging in that. And there was a time years and years ago, I mean years and years ago, like in the 60s, where you had shows like Father Knows Best, right? Where it was, you know, it was all about, you know, parents, and parents had great wisdom, even with the Partridge Family. I mean, you know, the mom kind of knew where, I mean, she, yeah, they were hip and they were a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, they went to mom for counsel and mom gave them what was, you know, decent counsel, right? Well, yep. Then we started this transition of, you know, mom and dad don't know what's best.
Yeah.
Super kids. The kids all know better than mom and dad. And where do the kids get their information? Well, from the teacher, right? The teacher knows right. more than the parents know. And so this indoctrination of mom and dad are dumb. Mom and dad are of a different generation. They just don't get it. They just don't understand and so on. And that began to be introduced. And we've had now, you know, if you look at parents anywhere between 35 and probably even 50, they have all been indoctrinated with that concept that their parents really didn't know. Now, I know there's the old adage, right, that says, you know, when you're a teenager, you know, mom and dad are really dumb, and then you get into your 20s, and suddenly mom and dad become more wise, and the older you get, the more you realize mom and dad probably have some pretty good wisdom for you. But at the end of the day, the education system has indoctrinated in the other way. So now we have a younger children that are coming up that are being raised by this group who were told that their parents were dumb, who don't know how to parent because they were told that their parents didn't know how to parent.
Right. So they bought into it.
Yeah. And so what have they been told now? They've been told, come and let us teach you how to be a parent within the construct of the system that we want your kids to be indoctrinated into.
Wow. Yeah, and they're making it look like they want to help parents. I think that's the whole key to this, the trickery on this. Is that they want to make it look like they want to say, you know, we're just here to help you. It's almost like we're from the government and we're here to help you. And that's exactly what it is. And I think there's proof in that. Before this segment, I was talking about the proposed school choice bill for the fourth special session in Texas. We don't know when it's going to be called, but in it, it has for the homeschoolers, not homeschoolers, but those who choose to go to another school outside of their zip code or whatever, they're going to have to take all kinds of tests that match up with the Texas goals.
Yep.
And at first, those are the strings. Tell us how taking that test falls into this thesis that you have.
Well, so what this does is what you're creating. Remember, what they're doing is they're indoctrinating the kids. They want all the kids to be taught and indoctrinated in the same way. That to believe all the same lies and the same things about history, about where we came from, all of those same lies. Now, by creating the testing system and saying, that's fine, we'll give you choice. However, your choice still requires you to take our tests. They now have the ability to control what kind of curriculum is being taught in your quote-unquote choice. And the minute that they do that through testing, they're now saying it doesn't matter. See, this is the whole, at the end of the day, this is what the issue is. It doesn't matter then if you go to a charter school, or even they're trying to breach it into your home. They're saying homeschool right. students now are going to be required to have this kind of testing. Oh, you can teach your kid at home. Go ahead. But guess what? You're going to still teach them out of the same books that have the same poison that we're poisoning the minds of every other child with, including you can't call your son or your daughter a daughter in your own home. Oh, and they're going to do checks. I mean, I don't know if anybody has seen the last God's Not Dead movie, but that whole movie was about them coming into the home and doing an education check and sitting in as they were giving instruction to the kids in this person's living room, and they disagreed with what was being taught. And they ended up having to go to a congressional hearing.
Wow. Yeah. The founders, it's very interesting that the founders, you can go, you just pick one and go through and you'll read far enough into their own writings and their own words, and you will find out how important education was to every single founder. I mean, it was above and beyond. You've got letters that John Adams wrote to his son. You've got advice that Franklin gave, all of these on education and how important education was, but nowhere in the Constitution, Pastor Greg, nowhere in the Constitution or even the Declaration is mandatory education. So what does that tell us? What does that say to you that this was one of the most important things and yet they did not put it into law when they founded the country?
Well, I think, in my opinion, the purpose behind that is that they understood that the shaping of young minds was something that belonged to the parents. The shaping of young minds belonged to the parents. And you know, I remember years ago, some of the arguments that the progressives would come out with. Well, you know, you really shouldn't be teaching your kids your belief system. You ought to let them explore that. You ought to let them figure that out on their own. Well, actually, according to the Word of God, you're under the admonition of Scripture to raise up a child in the way that they should go so that when they grow old, they will return back to it.
Yeah.
If you're going to have children, then your responsibility as a parent is to raise them up. And now you have a responsibility, and this is what they've stripped away. This is why this 100-year arc is so important to understand. They have stripped away from so many the ability to have critical thinking, the ability to have how many times do you hear parents that will say, well, I'm not really equipped to homeschool. I'm not smart enough. I don't know. You have been told you're not smart enough.
That's right.
You've been lied to. You've been told you can't figure this out. And if you're having difficulty figuring some things out, then apply yourself to learn how. But by all means, don't learn from them, because all they want to do is teach you their way so that they can get you to do their bidding in indoctrinating your child.
I think the key to this here in Texas right now is that parents and citizens need to be on top of these school choice bills. I was real excited about it when I thought we were going to get some true school choice bills, and I was all for them. I mean, the first one that came out, I was thinking, yeah, school choice, let's go. And then you start reading in the details, and the devil is absolutely in the details on this thing. And so my line right now is no to these school choice bills. I believe in school choice, but these bills are not good, and we need to read the details before we just jump in and accept the crumbs. These are crumbs that are Amen. Falling off the Republican table
yep.
in Texas. Pastor Greg, I'm going to let you wrap it up. I've got some stuff I want to do in the last 10 minutes of the program today. So I'll let you wrap this up.
So what I would suggest to you is this, you know, as Matt was saying, you need to be paying attention to the details. And as you go to vote, just remember this, whatever the government gives you, the government can take from you. I don't care what it is. I voted no on farmers and ranchers' rights. People say, oh, well, how could you do that? I'll tell you why. And I told Dale Hulse this on my program. Because anything the government hands you, anytime the government comes in and says, oh, you're free to do this because why? Because we said so. Guess what? They can come right back around and say, now guess what? Now you're not free anymore because you voted us in. You brought us in. As Ronald Reagan used to say, the most scary words you'll hear is the knock at the door and the government says, we're here to help you. Tell them no. Yeah. Send them away. Even the ones in Austin, especially the ones in Austin right now. Matt, to you.
Yep. All right, Pastor Greg, it's always great. Look forward to visiting with you. Ask your audience to keep me in your prayers, their prayers today. I'm going to be traveling for the next 24 hours driving and just need some extra prayers for that. So, Pastor Greg, always good to talk to you on Tuesdays. And thank you, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you, Matt. God bless you, sir. All right, folks, we are going to, I think we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. I've got some closing thoughts that I'll share with you as well. And again, I really do emphasize to you how critically important it is to understand this issue as it relates to the government coming in. And as soon, again, we have to remember our rights, our freedoms, our liberties, all of it are given by God. If government is not there, the only thing they're supposed to do is protect the rights we already have. And they're real tricky. They're going to be real tricky in how they write that wording out. All right, let's switch over to some health news. And I want to encourage you to take care of yourself. Really important to take care of yourself. I do that with my CGR wellness products, and I would encourage you to do the same. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here, and we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well.